Hello, everyone, and welcome to Star Trek Aristotle, a original series game of Star Trek adventures using the rules by Modiphius Entertainment. My name is ELH, the Game Master, and joining me are four lovely individuals. Unfortunately, one of them will not be joining us after this session because of a lifestyle change, and I'll let them talk about it if they so wish. What that means, though, is that we are on the lookout for a new player to replace them. So if you are interested in joining the Aristotle crew, you can check out my Discord or the Modiphius Discord or the subreddit Discord. There is a link to an application, and I will be discussing any applicants with the entire team so that we get a good fit. But other than that, I don't have any other announcements. Let's get everybody introduced and get started, because tonight could run long depending on player choices. So we'll start with Shizno. Shizno, if you can introduce yourself and tell us who you're playing.
Hello, I'm Shizno. I am the wonderful Captain Cullen. At least I think I'm wonderful. And I'll be hopefully keeping these group of players alive through this encounter with the Klingons. Maybe we make new friends. Maybe we try new diplomacies. Who knows? And for a little piece of advice for everyone, remember, it's always easier to go outdoors than it is out windows.
I mean, that's a good piece of advice, actually. Yeah. Krell, what do you got going on?
nothing much. Hey, everyone. I'm King Cairo, playing Lieutenant Commander Krell, Chief of Engineering. And yeah, I don't have anything to say except for happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus, whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate, and hope you have a good one.
Nice. Thestral.
Hi, everyone. I'm Arwen, and I am playing the Aristotle's Communications Officer, Lieutenant Thestral. And also, happy holidays, and just a lot of gratitude for my fellow players. It's been wonderful getting to play with them this year, and grateful for everyone listening. It's a lot of fun playing these characters and trying to entertain people. So that's it for me.
All right, and last but not least, Gray Guy.
Hey, folks. Gray, playing Lieutenant Junior Grade Salvatore Minetti, Security Chief on the Aristotle. I will soon be departing the crew, as said, due to some life changes. A new employment meant that I had to change my schedule up a bit, so unfortunately, I have to leave the wonderful crew behind, but hopefully that's a great opportunity for one of y'all to get a chance to meet these guys and have a good time.
Yeah. All right, and with that, let's do the intro video and then we'll get started. And welcome back. So as is tradition in my Star Trek Adventures games, I have the players do an opening log. I believe Lieutenant Commander Krell has that duty tonight, so please take it away.
Yes, I do. All right. Mission log, stardate 2165.7. Our away team, navigating the Aqua Shuttle Cousteau, has pinpointed the origin of the predecessor's malfunction. A hull fragment from a Klingon bird of prey has become embedded in the organic casing of the predecessor's reactor, a term I apply liberally, given its divergence from conventional fusion reactor designs. Successfully dislodging the fragment, regrettably, resulted in its fragmentation into smaller pieces now dispersed within the reactor chamber, posing a considerable challenge for extraction. Complicating matters further, Commander Rivers has alerted us to the decloaking of a Klingon bird of prey in orbit around Brynal. End log.
All right. So that is where we're going to start exactly, is you have just heard from Commander Rivers that the Klingon bird of prey has decloaked, and they are asking you, Captain Cullen, what you want to do about it.
Cullen's going to look at Krell for a moment. Those pattern enhancers, can those be used to get me back to the ship?
Absolutely, sure. That's their intended purpose.
Right. Let's get them set up. Rivers, get a target lock on me, and when the enhanced pattern sensors are set up, beam me aboard.
What about the others, sir? Am I leaving them in the Aqua Shuttle?
If they want to join, they can, but right now they have work to do down here, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If the situation changes, let us know. But make your minds on now, because we have to raise shields once I'm back up there.
Aye, sir. You just tell us how many to transport.
Yep. Colin will get ready to get transport back up.
Yeah, and I'll, Krell will set up the pattern enhancers.
Minetti will say, Captain, as much of a help as I may be down here, my place is at the tactical station.
All right. Come on, then.
Yeah, and I guess Minetti will also get set up with some pattern enhancers.
You can use the same ones. They're nice like that. Just as a point of order, what are you doing with Ambassador Kavis? He's currently unconscious because he fainted. Are you going to leave him on Aqua Shuttle? Or...
That's also a good point.
The Aqua Shuttle will probably be safer right now.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, probably better to have him down here than in a potential battle situation.
We'll look after him, Captain.
All right. Keep an eye on him. Make sure he's okay. And all of you come back.
Yes, sir. Hey, Sal. Remember to breathe, okay?
Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
All right. And with that, the pattern enhancers activate, and they form that little beam across the triangle area in the Aqua Shuttle. Moments later, Cullen and Minetti, you are beamed directly to the bridge of the Aristotle. You see that the Aristotle has already disengaged from the orbital lift of Brina 3, and indeed, on the view screen is a Klingon bird of prey. At least, you think it's a bird of prey. It's some kind of cross between a D7 and a very older, like, NX-era-style bird of prey. Maybe it's a prototype? You're not sure, but... Starfleet has never seen this configuration before. And that's at least what the current comms officer reports from their station as you beam in.
Just stares at it for a moment and looks over as he gets to the bridge. He just looks at Rivers. He's like, ideas? Armaments? Tactical advice?
Checking now, sir. I'm not getting a whole lot back from them. I mean, Minetti, you're the tactical person here. Maybe you can get heads or tails of what I'm seeing?
Maybe a second perspective.
All right. So, Minetti, if you could roll me an insight and security, please, at a difficulty of 1.
Okay. And would any of my focuses apply?
Shipboard tactical systems, for sure.
Okay.
All right. Just give me 1 second.
3 successes.
3 successes. You get 2 momentum to start off with. So, Minetti, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Bad news first, no way.
All right. Bad news. It has disruptor cannons. It has disruptor banks. It has photon torpedoes. The good news is that its cloaking device seems to be not working as intended, because you're noticing that it is bleeding tachyons. So if it does attempt to cloak, you'll know where it is because of the tachyon leak. But yeah.
Far away are we from Klingon space?
That's a good question.
I'm checking on my map. Hold on. You are near-ish the border, but technically this is unclaimed territory, so you're not in Federation space, you're not in Klingon space. It's kind of a neutral ground, quote-unquote.
But soon to be Federation if they're accepted into the Federation.
Correct.
So, viewed as expansion. Khan's just gonna... go to his chair and sit down and nod to, I guess, who's in charge of communications right now?
Let me consult my list of NPCs. I have it written down that we have a comms officer named Nogmit. They are a Tellarite.
What rank?
Just a petty officer.
You'll just give a nod to them. He's like, hail them.
They're replying, sir. Do you want it on the main screen?
Oh, yeah, that was quick.
All right. So appearing on the main screen is, of course, that typical interior of a Klingon vessel. Lots of blacks, lots of reds, lots of greens, lots of random support beams that are probably because the ship could fall apart at any moment. But the Klingon that is seated center chair is a very portly fellow. When he walks around the bridge, he walks around the bridge, if you get my meaning. But when he speaks, it is with gravitas, with command, with authority. And he says, this is Captain Zarv of the IKS Tixa. Explain your purpose here.
This is Captain Waylon Cullen of the Aristotle. We're here on a diplomatic mission. You're a little far from home, aren't you?
The same could be said of you, Federation.
Well, that's true, but we're invited. Last I checked, you weren't on the list.
Then explain the Klingon debris we are detecting on the planet. These creatures that live in the sea. They have attacked one of our vessels, and we demand the right of vengeance.
Attacked one of your vessels? Have you seen your construction? It probably fell apart trying to do some low orbit flyby. Now, if you would like to sit down and have, mug of scotch or something of alcoholic preference, I can invite you aboard, as long as you remain, let's say, hospitable. Don't want to say peaceful, that's a bit of a stretch, like that belt.
So, Gray just redeemed an evil redeem, so we already got one complication on the field. I'm debating what to do for this captain. We'll make it a roll. Cullen, your role is going to be a presence and a command. The difficulty will be a 4. The complication range, thanks to Gray, will be a 16 to 20.
Ooh, cultural studies? Because, you know.
I'll give it to you, sure.
Yeah.
Also, as a point of order, since this is technically a new session and a new mission, you do have your determination back across the board.
So, wait, is this a difficulty of 5?
You know what? Now that I think about it, yeah, it's a difficulty 5 instead of a 4. I believe in you. I know you can bullshit your way through this.
Let's see here. Yeah, I'll pop my determination.
Okay.
Get 2 extra dice. And let's see. I'll say for values, when all looks lost, improvise.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll use a 2 momentum for an extra dice.
Okay.
All right, let's hope.
So
there's a complication.
Yeah, that's the complication.
I got the success.
You did. So it's a yes, but instead of a no, but. So here's what happens. Zarv looks like he's flustered, and he looks like he is about to comment about your comments about his waistline. Apparently he doesn't like the belt comment. But one of his officers comes over and speaks in his ear, and he does that thing where he throws up his hand and they walk away, and he says, very well, Captain Cullen. We will meet in your pathetic Federation office, or whatever it is you call the thing. But be warned, if my crew detects any treachery, they will open fire on both you and these pathetic fish.
Understandable. I'll give you the coordinates. I'll make sure that a fair-sized pint's poured for you.
Are you trying to kill me? All right, well, let me think about how to handle this, because technically Krell would normally be doing the transport role, but you're down dealing with the situation on the planet. Mm-hmm. So I have to look at my notes of NPCs. Who the hell is on duty? Oh, God, it's Folos. Folos is on duty. All right. Who wants to roll for Folos? Any takers?
Manetti. I want you to make as much rolls as you can tonight.
Now, what exactly do I need to roll is the question.
All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to roll me 2d20. And if someone can get the ship's sensors and engineering, this is a difficulty of 2. But the target number for Folos is an 11 or lower. He's not a great engineer. Ooh, let me expand that out. I think that actually might be a few crits. Hold on.
A 7 and a 3.
The 3 is indeed a crit, so that is a total of 3 successes. 4 su- no, 3 successes because the ship didn't succeed. All right, so here's where the complication comes into play. Is the Klingons lower their shields, you lower yours, you begin to beam the Klingon over, but during the process, Folos shouts, "Sir, I'm losing annular confinement. They're doing something. Those damn Klingons."
Widen your containment field, then.
I'm trying, sir. I can either beam him back or I'll lose him. I have to beam him back to his vessel.
Do it then.
All right. Moments later, you get another hail from the Klingon vessel IKS Tixaw.
Oh, did he turn into a goop monster?
So appearing on screen is Captain Zarv, and he looks very, very flustered. He's sweating, and he's kind of hunched over in his chair and says, "Treachery! I knew it. I knew you Federation tribes wouldn't be trusted."
What? We encountered an anomalous error on your end. We compensate by sending you back. If we didn't, and continue to try to bring you over to our side, you wouldn't have made it.
A likely story. This is
the...
This is the jewel of the fleet. The Tixaw is our most advanced warship.
I can send you the logs of what happened. If you have...
and engineering. Difficulty of 4.
Difficulty of 4? Okay. Starfleet protocols, negotiations.
Both would apply.
All right. There should be at 0 momentum because I used those 2. Mm-hmm. So that means I'm going to give you 3 threat.
Oh yeah, I love threat.
Yeah.
So you have an option here. You could use you could challenge a value and get a determination to back to reroll some of those dice, or you could just live with the 3 successes.
Oh man, what would I challenge?
Challenge my crew as my family. Oh well, fuck the people on the planet. We're leaving.
Peace. No. Episode ends. Short session, guys. Yeah, no, I think he's just gonna accept the role. Could What's the other thing I could do?
Normally I would offer success with a complication, but in this instance I think outright failure is the more interesting option.
Sure, let's do that.
Okay. So, Captain Zarv is not happy. He believes that this has been an attack on his life. He thinks that you're Federation and he doesn't trust you. So he's going to kind of do a motion and the screen's going to cut. And Manetti, you can sense that they are charging their disruptors.
Yeah, so... I mean, I guess I would immediately raise the shield.
Meanwhile, down on the planet, in the middle of a beast, a literal leviathan, if you will, Krell and Thestral, what are you going to do about all those chunks of metal floating around?
Well, we had a couple different discussions. We had some discussions in the previous session.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, my suggestion was to magnetize the hull and draw the fragments to us so we could pull them out when we fly the shuttle out. And Krell, you had the suggestion, I believe, or maybe it was possibly Cullen, of magnetizing one of the deck plates.
Yeah, I think that was Cullen, but okay. Krell had a preference for that, for minimizing potential damage to the Aqua Shuttle's hull, but that'll take longer.
True. We can use the time to revive, I could use the time to revive the ambassador while you're working on that, and brief him on what's going on.
Okay, yeah. I'd probably have to get into the actual guts of the shuttle. So Krell will pop open a access panel and with his engineering tools and kind of get into the wiring and magnetize the hull.
All right. So this is going to be an extended task because timing is important here. As a reminder, since I think the last time we did a timed extended task was session zero, every attempt in an extended task is two intervals of time, and you can spend one momentum before any rolls are made to reduce that to one interval of time. And what I'm going to tell you is that every two intervals of time, we're going to bounce back up to the other grouping here. So you basically get either two attempts by spending a momentum and another momentum, or you just get one shot here before we bounce back up to Cullen and Minetti.
Sounds good.
The work track here will be 12. The magnitude will be 3. The difficulty will be 4. And there will be a resistance of 1. The default task for this will be a daring engineering.
Alrighty.
So before any rolls are made, are you going to be spending for the interval?
Magnitude, can you refresh my memory on what the magnitude means?
Sure. So magnitude is basically how many breakthroughs you need to finish the extended task. And since you have Miracle Worker, you get double the breakthroughs because that's how Miracle Worker works.
Mm-hmm. And then each time the magnitude goes down a stage, the difficulty goes down a stage, right?
Correct.
Okay, yep. And then the resist is the resistance to on the challenge dice, right?
Has on the work to do challenge with dice, yep.
Yep, okay, I got it. Alrighty. Daring engineering.
So again, do you want to spend the momentum for the reduced interval? Do you want to give me a threat? Because you have cautious engineering, which might leverage here.
Yeah, I'm going to spend the one momentum to reduce it. Okay. And then I'm going to invoke my improvisation focus.
Okay.
And right. And then I won't give you another threat to get a 3 dice.
Okay. All right, so that is only 3 successes on a difficulty of 4. I can't offer you a success to the complication, though.
Sure.
Can the ship help?
Oh, that's right. The ship can indeed help.
Good point.
Yeah, you know what? Let's see what Cousteau can do. Cousteau, give me a structure engineering, please. Not a very probable role, but we'll see.
You got that, Krell?
Yep. Ooh, there you go. Good job. That's a 1 on the Cousteau.
A little shuttle that could.
So you actually get a momentum back for your trouble. All right. So, Krell, you actually find it rather easy to get into the Cousteau's structure in the hull and begin doing the magnetization process. This is where we're going to roll your work here. So for you, your engineering is a 5. So 7 challenge dice, please.
All right. Is that because it's 2 plus engineering?
Correct.
Okay.
That is significant. So that is going to be a grand total of 7 work because of the resistance of 1. And you will do 2 breakthroughs on that because of Miracle Worker. So that means that the magnitude is going to come down to a 1. The difficulty will come down to a 2. And work is 7 out of 12. So you're doing quite well. In fact, again, you know, Krell, you are doing things that would probably earn you a medal if the captain were aware of them.
Well, damn it.
I'll make sure I tell him.
But yeah, since you did spend the momentum for the reduced interval of time, you can do once more if you wish to.
Absolutely. I'll spend... Oh, wait. And then, so I don't need to spend another momentum, but I can spend momentum to get an extra dice. So that's what I'm going to do this time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So you actually get one momentum back for your trouble, and go ahead and shuttle. Somebody roll the Costello again.
I'm gonna fish crit for the shuttle, or crit fish.
I don't know. It is kind of okay. 19.
Oh, not
what we want, but. All right, so if you can go ahead and give me another 7 challenge dice, I have a feeling you're going to complete it, but just to be on the safe side, roll anyway.
Not quite.
Okay, so you have an option here. You can either spend the momentum, or you can give me a threat to make the additional 1 work, or if you wanted to show off, you could do the same spend to reroll as many of those dice as you wish.
Probably the second option to reroll them.
Okay. Just as a reminder, though, maybe I wasn't clear. You could just spend 1 momentum or 1 threat and you would succeed here because it's 1 die for, or 1 point of meta currency for 1 point of work.
Oh, okie dokie.
Yeah.
Then yes, I will do that.
Okay. All right. So, as all that's going on with Colin and Minetti, you are able to magnetize the hull. And I'm actually going to spend a little bit of threat here. That as soon as you turn it on, there is a almost sounds like a Gatling gun that is being hit against the hull of the shuttle. And as you look out, you see that those chunks of metal are indeed magnetizing to the hull, but they are embedding themselves in the hull. In fact, part of that complication I just redeemed is that there are now micro fractures. Meaning that every single bounce back we do, I'm going to roll a challenge die. And if I roll an effect, a leak is going to spring in the shuttle.
Krell swears in Bolian. I knew this was going to happen.
Oh, that was a good one. Take my pad out and I write that down quickly.
How's the ambassador doing, Mr. Thestral?
Well, I've got the tricorder out, and I'm just checking his blood pressure and his vitals, and I'm going to administer a little bit of adrenaline in a moment to gently rouse him.
All right. Control medicine, difficulty of 1.
Control medicine, difficulty of 1. Gotcha.
You're actually not that bad at this.
I am not.
Survey.
Where do I put the difficulty? I'm sorry.
The difficulty is just something we keep track of.
Oh, okay.
So 2 successes, you get a momentum. And yeah, what happens is Ambassador Kavis wakes up and he goes, What's going on? Oh, good. We're still in the predecessor, the Leviathan. I forgot what we were calling it.
So it's the predecessor. Welcome back, Ambassador. Okay, I'm going to move you over to this seat here because I need to brief you on what's been happening since you took a little nap, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so good news is we have freed the metallic fragments from the fusion engine. thanks to mostly to the skills that you, of course, have witnessed personally from our amazing chief of engineering. The difficult news is a Klingon bird of prey has decloaked and is in orbit and engaged in what I hope is diplomatic efforts is Captain Cullen, who beamed, and Mr. Minetti, who beamed back up to the ship.
I kind of want to stay here.
We kind of figured that. Captain Cullen kind of figured that. And I think your talents would be most useful here because we at the very least need to brief the, I think it's our responsibility to brief the brine on our experiences with the Klingon so they can make their own informed decision how they choose to respond.
Well, meanwhile, bounce to Minetti and Cullen. We resume with the disruptors being charged on the Klingon vessel.
Orders, Captain.
Open comms. Raise shields, order comms with them right now. Or hail comms with them.
Comms officer does that thing where they put the hand to the ear and they go, "Nothing, sir. They are not responding to anything."
That's fine. Open broadcast channels. Let them hear it at least.
Aye, sir. Channel open.
Look, we didn't do anything nefarious to you. All we want to do is talk. And if you feel that you don't have a proper playing ground by coming over here, I'll come over there.
Evil GM steeple fingers moment. Let's roll a challenge dice. If I roll an effect, they're going to go for it. If I don't roll an effect, they're not going to go for it. Well, unfortunately, I'm going to say that they are not going to bite. And in fact, unless you want to order Minetti or anybody else to do anything, the Klingons are going to get a chance to do something.
Prepare weapons. Make sure we're in their way if they're going to target the station. All hands, this is the captain. Battle stations, red alert.
All right. And now we get to do the most complicated thing in the game is Starship Combat. I will be doing my best to make it as easy as possible, given that we have a limited crew and the fact that half the crew is down in the bowels of a predecessor. So that's fun. All right. So the first things first is that, as combat works in this game, is the players usually get the first round to themselves, or at least the first round to act, which means Cullen, you can do something. Minetti, you can do something. Technically, Rivers could do something. But just basically describe what you want to have happen, and I'll translate it into the rules.
Let's have Minetti go first.
Okay. Minetti, what would you like to do?
Unless ordered otherwise, Minetti's not really a fire first type. So I guess I would try to, if the shields aren't already raised, I would raise the shield and prep the phaser bank.
Okay. Do you have the Klingon combat PDF I sent?
Yes.
If you could go to page 5 of the PDF, page 198 of, if you look at the actual number on the page. Because it seems to me you might enjoy doing the modulating shields task.
Sounds good to me. It's one power, and we have, what, I think 9 on this ship?
Correct.
Am I remembering that right? Okay. Not horrible. Yeah, so I guess I'll go ahead and attempt that control security task.
Yeah, it's a control security difficulty of 2, and the ship will assist you with a structure engineering.
All right. And shipboard tactical systems would apply?
Most definitely.
Right. Sure, I have all my correct things applied. There we go.
All right, there's the two you need, and another two from the Aristotle, which means you have two momentum. Because what this means, modulating shields, is your resistance increases by one, so you're now at a resistance of four, but you can spend more momentum, it's a one-for-one spend, to make that resistance even higher. And that resistance stays until you would actually take stress damage. So technically, you could go balls to the wall, spend all the momentum, give me all the threat, and you could have a resistance of like 8 if you wanted to.
Well, I will for sure at least spend the two extra we just got.
Okay. So you're now at resistance of 6.
I'll just spend those for now, and leave some momentum for other people's tasks and stuff.
All right. So, it's a good thing you modulated the shields, because guess what the Klingons are going to do? They're going to shoot you. So, I'm just going to go ahead.
How very Klingon of them.
Yeah, you know, who would have guessed, you know, at this outcome? Let me expand that 38 so we can see what it is. Well, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is that they rolled a 20, so there's going to be problems for the Klingons. The bad news is they rolled the two successes they needed to hit you. So now I have to roll some challenge dice. Let me quickly consult how many challenge dice they have. They have a rather large amount of challenge dice. But it doesn't matter. Or hold up, you have a resistance of 6. Interesting. So you're only going to take... What? No, they have disruptors. Sorry, that is 9 damage. So you're only going to take 3 damage to your shields, but you will drop back down to resistance of 3. Now, the good news is that you don't breach. 5 is the magic number for a breach. So if they roll 5 or more damage in a single damage, you know, on a successful attack, that's what a breach does. You didn't get a breach, just 3 damage. So for everybody on the Aristotle, the ship shakes. There's kind of the Star Trek shimmy that everybody does when they call out hit, hit, shimmy. But shields are holding, kind of.
Does it go back to me now?
You, River, or if you really wanted to, an NPC.
Helm, evasive maneuvers.
All right. So, since we're doing NPCs at the helm, you're going to be rolling me 2d20. The target number will be an 11. And if someone could get the ship structures con, this is a difficulty of 1, and it will cost 1 power.
Sorry, where am I rolling this from?
You're just going to roll it manually. Just give me 2d20 unless you want to buy with momentum.
And then what was the ship roll again?
The ship is rolling a structure and a con.
Okay.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
Expanding that out. Oh, my lord.
No.
It occurs to me, I forgot to tell you what happens with the Klingon complication. So the shield rocks... You order evasive action. What happens is your ship doesn't move. In fact, with 2 complications, I'm going to say that part of the hit of the disruptor is actually going to sap some of your power. You're going to drop down to 5 power remaining. So, Minetti, what you're seeing is that those disruptors, whatever the hell hits you, those aren't standard disruptors. Those are... dampening disruptors, which apparently dissipate some of your stored up reserves of power. The good news is that apparently it's a charge up sequence for the Klingons, so they can't just immediately fire again. They got to wait a little bit before they can shoot those types of disruptors again.
Captain is going to look around and he's like, okay, so what happened there?
Well, sir, we kind of lost power to the engines there for a little bit. We're kind of sitting ducks at the moment, sir.
All right, let's try not to get hit again.
Meanwhile, down with the predecessor. All right, I have to roll the challenge dice to see if you guys get a breach. Hold on.
Yep.
You guys got a breach. Yay!
No.
So, Thestral, you've just calmed down the ambassador when all of a sudden you get that hull creak noise that every person who's ever been on a submarine has heard before. And you just look at the walls and the ceiling and the floor. You're like, please hold, please hold, please hold. And then you hear a... and water begins spraying in from the port side wall. And Ambassador Kavis is going to go, no, no, not again, not again. No, 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 no. And he starts backing up in his chair, trying to get away from the water.
Okay. I look at a look in Krell's direction, and I'll just say, hull repair kit, emergency hull repair kit, where?
Underneath the seats.
Okay. So I'll like start frantically reaching down to grab that. And try to move to seal that breach.
All right.
So you're getting absolutely soaked with how much water's coming in. But if you would care to give me a daring and an engineering at a difficulty of 2, you can maybe patch that hole.
Okay. Daring and engineering, difficulty 2. Gotcha. Oh boy. I want to use a momentum.
Okay. Bringing you down to 1 momentum.
And I'm just looking, checking. No, none of my focuses are going to apply here. All right.
All right. Hey. 3 successes. You get a momentum back. So yes, you do manage in classical movie fashion to get the patch over the hole. And you just hear that steady drip of water as everything stops leaking. And then, because Gray Matter redeemed an evil redeem, and it's your turn, the hole creaks again, and I roll a challenge dice. Nothing happens. Congratulations.
So I
will say that there's about 2 inches of water in the Aqua Shuttle, though.
Okay. Commander, I have an idea.
Yes.
The brine know these waters much better than we do. I think we should ask for their help to get us out of here quickly.
You're the talker. Get on comms. See if we can get connect with them. And I'm going to pry and get us out of this creature.
I chuckle. Oh, Cullen would have been very proud of that. All right, I'll open hailing frequencies to the adjusting for the underwater differences in density and hail the brine.
All right, while you're doing that, Krell, is your intention to pilot the shuttle out of here?
Yep, at least out of the predecessor itself.
Wonderful. If you could give me a control and a con at a difficulty of 2.
All righty.
You do have 2 momentum to spend if you so wish.
I'll spend 1 momentum for an extra die.
All right.
Oh, wait. Would the shuttle at all help me? Probably not.
It would assist you. It would give you an engines con from the shuttle.
Engines con? Okay. Yeah, I'll still spend the momentum. Likely we'll get it back.
All right, I need to see a success from the shuttle.
Oh, no.
I don't see a success from the shuttle. So, Krell, you have the option of spending determination to reroll your dice, or you can just say that, nope, you get lost.
Yeah, I don't see any of my values really hitting for this, so I guess we're lost.
All right. So, Krell, you do get out of the reactor room, the bioreactor room, and you follow what you think is the way out of here. But then you're pretty sure that passage went left, not right, and you're starting to go in circles.
All right. At this point, I'm going to Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to send out like a, for lack of a better term, a sonar ping to try and see if we can get my bearings back.
Okay. While you're doing that, back with Cullen and Minetti. Cullen and Minetti, technically this could be a new round unless one of you wants Rivers to go before you.
Let's have Rivers go.
Okay. What do you want Rivers to do?
Attack.
Okay, you want Rivers to fire?
Yeah.
Okay. So just so you know, the Aristotle does not have a security score of 4. In fact, you have a security score of 1. So unfortunately, this will be at a difficulty of 3 if you're firing phasers, difficulty 4 if you're firing torpedoes. Which are you firing?
Phasers.
Phasers, all right. Let's so this be... will be a difficulty of 3. This will be a control security on Rivers' part. The ship will assist with a weapon security, and this will also cost 1 power.
All right. Does Rivers have a sheet?
She does. Do you not see it?
No, I did not.
Look at that. You can see it now.
Oh, my goodness. I can see it now. And it's what am I rolling against? Sorry?
Control security. And it is a Controls. Difficulty of 3. Technically, this All is right. an activation. You could give her a focus of shipboard tactical systems.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So she has a focus.
And then by my count, you have 1 momentum already.
All right. We will use that for an extra dice. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's your 3 successes you need. Can the Aristotle get you any momentum? Again, it is a weapon security for the Aristotle. There you go. You get 2 momentum back for your troubles, so you are now up to 2 momentum. All right. So, River, you're going to be rolling me 5 challenge dice for the phaser banks.
5 challenge. Oh, I did not.
Okay. So... and again, this is where it gets complicated. Once we get past this step, it all gets easier. So bear with me. So you have versatile 2 because it's a phaser weapon, which means you have 2 floating momentum that cannot be saved that could be spent on things like reducing resistance or doing extra damage. If I remember my rules correctly, it is 1 momentum for 2 resistance off. Would you like to spend your floating momentum on resistance? Would you like it to do extra damage? You know, what are you looking at here in terms of versatile?
Yeah, let's rip down the resistance. We have 2 floating, so let's do both for 4 resistance removal.
Okay, yeah, that is correct. And that is enough to completely bypass their shields. And since you have done 5 damage, this is a breach of their systems. So, Minetti, I'm going to let you roll this one. Could you roll me just a d20, please?
Sure thing. Let me just...
A 2. Interesting. So, Minetti, you're going to see that Commander Rivers has completely disabled their computer systems.
And computer systems in all sectors or just in a particular sector, like tactical systems or communications or
all computer systems.
So they're just floating dead stick right now in space.
They can still do manual things, but yeah, a lot of the things that require computers, much more difficult.
Captain, they're floating more or less dead in the water. They're flying manual. Could I just target engines at this point?
Let's hail them. Comms, raise them.
They're not replying, sir, but I can't confirm they're receiving.
We've already did you a crippling blow. We do not wish to destroy you, we wish to converse. Let's approach this diplomatically. I value the lives of my crew and your crew. It would be a shame to lose someone of your caliber and talent.
So appearing on screen is, again, that bridge of the Klingon vessel. You can see that they have the regulation rocks and the sparking of the ceiling, as is tradition. But it's not Captain Zarv that's in the big chair. It's a different Klingon, a woman Klingon. And she kind of looks very smug. And she says, "This is the new captain of the IKS Tiksa, Captain Mihu." Must say that you saving that big oaf earlier was a bit of annoyance and a wrench in our plans, but that attack just gave us all the assistance we needed to rid the world of that filth.
Well, I would say condolences and congratulations at the same time. Do we have to continue fighting? You have achieved a new promotion and an honorary service to your people to, I guess, as you say it, dispatch someone unworthy. Can we cease hostilities now?
I will make you an even better deal, Captain. If you are willing to erase all sensor data of the IKS Tiksa from your computer banks, we will also look the other way of the Klingon metal that appeared on this pathetic water planet. And then we will go about our merry way as if nothing had ever happened.
Well, erasing data will take a moment or two. Are you willing to wait while we confirm it's been erased?
Well, we have to fix our computers, so sure.
Right. We'll message you when it's done.
And then Mihu just kind of gives you that fist bump over the chest, and then the comms cut out.
Rivers, Minetti, start purging data. And as you're doing so, put it to hard copy. Paper.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I don't know how to tell you this, but the printer is, it's displaying an error I've never seen before.
If it says low on cyan, just give it a good whack.
Performing percussive maintenance on the printer, sir. Aye. Alright. Meanwhile, down at the predecessor, as we play Under the Sea,
Under the Sea.
So at this point, the ambassador has checked out again. He wants nothing to do with this. You still have the couple inches of water, though some of it is filtering out because it's an aqua shuttle. It's meant to get rid of the water. But I have to roll another challenge dice because I'm evil. Okay, you're good. You're good. You're lost, but you're good.
Did you mean to go this way, sir?
No. Why would I purposely get lost, Mr. Minetti? Mr. Thestral?
It's a common mistake. We are seen together a lot. I don't know. I thought you wanted to see the sights.
Maybe in, under different circumstances without a compromised aqua shuttle. How's the ambassador?
As you would expect, unfortunately, he's checked out again. I don't know whether or not I should raise him again, revive him again, because...
It's probably better that you don't. He's not going to be that much help down here.
I'm going to make him comfortable.
Have you been successful hailing the Brynians?
Working on that now, sir.
Look at that. I have 9 threat. I'm going to spend 2 of it. Oh, look at that. The metal hitting your hull broke your communication systems. Oh, golly gee.
Comm systems are out because of damage, Captain. External damage, or Commander. It looks like the metal fragments may have damaged the array.
Rell swears in bullion once more under his breath and says, "All right, we're going to have to figure out our own way out of here."
And then Thestral, under his breath, repeats it and practices it.
There's too much stress on the H.
Oh, good feedback. Good feedback, Krell. Thank you.
All right. From my station, I'm going to, as I mentioned previously, try and get like a basic sonar ping going so we can try and find the proper exit.
Okay. If you could give me a control and engineering, and the ship will assist you with a sensors engineering.
I'll take care of the ship.
Difficulty right. of... Let's make it a 2.
All right. Let's see. Don't really think any of my focuses would come in play here.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing any that would apply.
All righty. Zero successes. I'll spend
two momentum.
I'll spend a momentum. And you said control engineering?
Correct.
Alrighty. Boom.
Alright, well, that is 3 successes, meaning you get the momentum right back. And yeah, you send out a controlled pulse, not a sonar pulse, because that would eviscerate the predecessor. Small fun fact, never, ever, ever use sonar active because you will fry everything in the immediate vicinity. So you send out a controlled pulse, and you now have a map to the surface. But if you remember the fact that you had to fly in here and do the whole trope of, oh, we gotta go, oh, we gotta wait, we gotta go, oh, no, you gotta play that game.
Great. Yeah, because there's like a bunch of, like, I don't want to say it, but I think that's literally what it is. But there's basically a bunch of internal sphincters, right? That close.
I mean, that's
and
what they
open.
Are, yeah.
I'm just going to say, yeah, that is what they are. Fun fact, the human body has dozens of sphincters.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, well, I feel like Krell is a little bit antsy to get out of here and rejoin the Aristotle. So when we come to the first closed sphincter, well, how long does, like, it takes a little while, like they're closed for a while, right? And then they open.
Mm-hmm. So that you, part of that scan, I'll give you the fact that they are closed for about 15 seconds and then they open for about 5 and then they close again for 15.
Okay, that's not that bad. Yeah, I guess I'm just going to have to time our thrust to match with them opening.
Okay. In that case, if you could give me a daring and a con, the Cousteau, the Aqua Shuttle, will assist with an engines con. This will be a difficulty of 4.
Alrighty. And let's spend a momentum.
There.
Well,
okay.
From the shuttle, that's good.
Ah.
Not enough, unfortunately. Would you like to spend your determination to reroll those 13s and 14s?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Also, yes, chat, we have used pretty much everything that's in the queue. So there you go. 2 more successes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you needed. So 4 successes. You time it well. You get past the first opening, get past the second opening, and then right as another leak springs, not as bad as the last one, but right as another leak springs, you get out of the predecessor. And there's a bunch of brine there waiting, you know, trying to get attention to you. But since the Aqua Shuttle is damaged, it activates its special ability, which if you'll direct your attention to the Cousteau, it weighs as much as a duck. Which means that the Aqua Shuttle is going to begin returning to the surface.
Perfect. Hopefully in a pressurized state so we don't explode.
Let me roll a challenge die. Okay, you're good. I mean, there's still water trickling in, but it's not cascading in, so you can patch it easily enough. Meanwhile, with Minetti and Cullen, at this point, you have a stack, a very large stack, about probably about the size of Cullen, of paper,
You are muted, Cullen, just in case you don't know.
Is there anywhere you would like these put, Captain? They're beginning to pile up here.
Like, I'm sure you can find a nice home for them. Let's say Janitor's closet. Actually,
sure.
Janitor's closet aboard the ship. But
operations has some closets.
I just want to point out the fact that you're storing classified valuable intel on a Klingon prototype in the janitor's,
closet. So bad.
At least it's not a bathroom.
I was just gonna say that.
All right. Well, with the printouts put into a closet somewhere, you have a way to confirm with the Klingons that you have deleted all digital copies of the intelligence.
Yeah, we'll send that transmission to them that the data has been deleted.
Okay. So, comms reports, Captain Mihu is sending a text-only message, sir. She says, thank you for your cooperation. Something about having bloodwine with you on Kronos one day. Oh, dear. I'm pretty sure I'm going to need Thestral to confirm this, sir, but I think she's hitting on you.
Not the first time. Won't be the last. It's the beard. Oh, it's... Well... No. It's the beard.
He looks down at his own beard. I gotta grow a beard.
Great big bushy beard.
Meanwhile, with Krell... Ancestral, you've hit the surface, so you're no longer taking on water, but you are definitely not space-worthy.
Would our personal... wow, what can I think of the word? Communicator. Wow, it's not even a sci-fi word. Would our personal communicators be able to contact the... Aristotle, now that we're
out of the water?
Longer under. Yep. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to contact the Aristotle and say, this is Commander Krell. The Aqua Shuttle is in a bit of a bind. We are unable to achieve space flight. Requesting emergency beam out. Party of three.
Just looks to Rivers and Minetti and is like, well, we could do that. Just, I think we could beam the whole shuttle into the cargo bay. Or the shuttle bay.
Should be able to, sir. Yes.
Let's do that then. Don't want litter on a nice planet.
Actually, I have a question. How far is the shuttle from the entrance to the salmon cannon?
Do you want to go in the salmon cannon? Because we can make it happen.
I kind of do.
I think I like that a little bit more than beaming the entire shuttle. I like that.
If you want to motor over to the salmon cannon, we can make that happen.
All right, cool. Yeah,
but you gotta justify it with your captain. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I mean, I just don't like with the... Would the transporter actually be able to beam up an entire shuttle? It seems like a little bit of a
It's large Star Trek thing to transporters. They can do magic, basically.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I mean, if we really want to do it the hard way, Minetti can pilot the shuttle remote and we can just beam you guys out.
Well, yeah, but then we'd all die from space exposure.
Well, not if I beam you into the ship and not into space.
Yeah,
I wouldn't just face you.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So I'll get on. I'll
and Eddie's on villain streak. Just he spaces does. Half the crew.
He does. Thestral will get on the comms with Commander Krell. Commander, did you perhaps you've forgotten Starfleet Regulation 57.1 that says when a ship is in a combat situation, all provisions must be made to preserve power whenever possible. So therefore, it probably makes more sense for us to try to get the shuttle up into orbit with the help of our new brine friends.
Kral just gives Thestral...
I mean, he's obviously bullshitting.
Kral just gives Thestral a bit of a stank eye and says... yeah, that probably makes sense.
I'm so glad you said that, sir.
Do we know where it is? Can I just...
Yeah, I mean, it's an orbital elevator. You see it on the horizon quite easily.
All right. I get out on... Kral gets on his communicator and says... Hold off on that beam out request. We are going to try something a little different. Over. I guess they don't say over in Star Trek.
Well, you say it anyway, and as you say over, Rivers looks over to you at Colin and Minetti and goes, okay, two things. One, Starfleet Regulation 571.2 is that we have to keep our toner topped up on the printer. Two, what are they doing?
Can we get a visual on the shuttle?
But can the visual be like we've already taken
already
off
into the salmon cannon,
careening into space?
Yep. So for those on the Aqua Shuttle, yeah, for those of you on the Aqua Shuttle, it is the best roller coaster ride of your life. I leave to Colin and Minetti's discretion what they feel about seeing their fellow crew members being shot put into space.
You hear over the comms, woohoo!
Colin just laughs. Just chuckles.
Minetti says, that's something I might try in a simulator, but definitely a bit strange to see it in action.
Gotta live life in fun ways, right?
Just hope that thing keeps together until they get up here.
Yeah, let's rendezvous with them.
Let's be ready with that emergency transport just in case.
And the tractor beam just in case as well.
Oh, love it. All right, well, before we skip ahead just a little bit, the IKS... Tixaw does cloak once more and disappears from sensors. You are able to track them via that tachyon leak. They do leave the immediate sector, so you can at least confirm that the Klingons left. And we're going to skip ahead a couple days at this point. The ambassador has come back around and has finished negotiations with Ambassador Udor, the Brine ambassador. The papers still need to be sent back to the United Federation of Planets office on Earth. But as soon as they arrive, the Brine will be new members of the Federation. And where we resume is actually going to be in the conference room. All of you will be present along with Ambassador Kavis. And after everyone's been situated, have, you know, a little bit of eat, a little bit of drink, you know, standard conference stuff. Ambassador Kavis steps into the room and says, well done, everyone. I got to apologize for me checking out there a few times, but I must say, Captain Cullen, your crew has performed admirably.
Of course. They're the best of the best, and I'm happy to serve with them.
Well, to that note, I have what you asked for. And he produces a box, and he holds it out to you. And Shizno, this is what we talked about before everybody else joined.
He smiles, he takes the box, and he looks at the crew, and he's like, Krell, Minetti, Thestral, stand in line and at the ready.
I do so.
I look a little bleary-eyed.
Minetti will stand at military formal.
Yeah. I'm a little bleary-eyed from sorting 5,000 pieces of paper into binders. But I will also stand at attention.
He just smiles as he walks up to Krell. Like, Krell, you're one hell of an engineer. You have designed numerous gadgets, gizmos, and inventions that will leave the Corps of Engineers baffled, confused, and amazed for quite some time. But not only that, your contribution to the ship, the crew, is immeasurable. You have showed that there is no boundary to imagination and engineering. To you, they're one and the same. So I'm proud and very humbled to give you this medal. And he holds up a very intricate designed medal, and he smiles like, the Cochrane Medal.
Ooh.
Huh. You deserve
this. Thank you very much, sir.
Smiles and he puts a hand on your shoulder and he gives you a squeeze and he's like, continue doing good work. And I know you will.
Absolutely, sir.
And if you don't hear from them, I'm proud of you. Give him a head nod before he walks down.
Well, Corral nods back.
Manetti, you are the most interesting tactical officer I've had in a long time. You have broadened your horizon from just being what most would assume a gung-ho, typical brawler, happy individual. You're smart. You're clever, resourceful, and most of all, you're brave. In the face of danger, you do not shrink from it. You do not hide or find cover, especially if those of your crew are in danger as well. You become the Hercules that this group needs. You get the attention, and you deal with whatever threat comes your way. So I'm proud to give you the Kargite Order of Heroism.
It's an honor, sir.
I look forward to one day calling you Admiral. Don't disappoint. Gives you a little wink and a smile. Walk over to Thestral and just this big grin. He's like, you have done very interesting things. You've opened your mind more ways than one to discover new ways to communicate with people, individuals that we wouldn't have been able to discuss with. You have come up with ingenious solutions, and even at risk to your own self. You prioritize peace, you prioritize duty, and you prioritize being an explorer first. You have showed that you can get things done without the need for might. Nothing wrong with it. But it's always nice that you have found ways to achieve that goal. To that end, I award you the Star-Crossed Medal.
I don't know what to say, Captain, which for a communications officer is a significant event, sir. Thank you. I hope I continue to serve Starfleet admirably.
I look forward to all of your careers. Very few in my life do I get to see gifted individuals before me in such a close time proximity. I've encountered individuals over my years, one at a time, and it'd be 100 years before I'd meet someone even remotely close. So I'm happy to see the three of you here, and I am privileged to help you along your way. And with that, he stands straight, and he gives you all a salute. It's an old-style salute, too. But he smiles as he ends it. He's like, well, drinks are on me. I got the real stuff. You all have a fun night. Your shift for tomorrow is considered postponed. Enjoy yourselves.
Ambassador Kavis actually was like, before that, sir, I don't mean to get on the dampener of anything, but I did also want to say that we do have the honor of using the Aristotle to take the papers back to Stardock, but I flexed my muscle, and the Aristotle's going to get a little personal touch, courtesy of the Ambassador Corps.
Ooh.
And I also have this. And he walks over to Minetti, and he hands you a pad. And Minetti, this is your out for this for the campaign. So this can be a offer to teach at the academy. This can be a different post. Whatever it is, it's your decision what it is.
Yeah, I think I'll go with it being an offer to teach at the academy. So Minetti, his face goes from smiling to, I mean, not frowning, but like kind of sobers up real quick as he's reading this pad. And he says, seems like big wigs in San Francisco want me to teach a course at the at Academy next semester.
What?
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I never would have thought that. I mean, the medal, the honors I've been given, I never really would have thought that was the direction my career would necessarily be heading, but I wouldn't be here if it weren't for great mentors that I have at the academy.
I'm sure you'll do wonderfully, Mr. Minetti.
If any of you get leave on Earth, make sure to come visit me.
That's a promise.
If you ever need any tips or guidance on how to teach a class, let me know. But the best tip I can give you is teach from the heart. And the curriculum book they give you, but mostly from the heart.
I'll walk over.
I appreciate the advice, sir.
I'll walk over and extend my hand to congratulate Minetti.
Yeah, he'll very much shake your hand, but then like pull you in for like a full bear hug.
Oh, this is very human, but I will allow it. And he gives you a hug.
Don't worry, I'll leave some of my fitness tapes behind, so you got my horrible Earth music to listen to.
Some of it wasn't so bad. You know, my people have a saying, one doesn't die until they meet their life's purpose. And it seems the universe is pointing you in the direction of your life's purpose being teaching other people how to look out for themselves. And you're going to excel at that.
And I'm serious about the visits. If y'all get leave on Earth, I'll make time in my schedule. Let me know. We'll go sail on the bay or something.
Oh, absolutely. Never gotten to go sailing on Earth yet.
This gives me a good excuse to give you this, then. Here you go. And he's got to pull out a keychain. He's going to, he has multiple loops on it. He's just going to look through them for a moment. He's going to pull off one loop. And it's just three keys, and he hands it to you. He's like, that there is the keys to a Oh, let's see. You're in Earth. Mediterranean Cottage. I can't remember the exact location they got. Not to boast, but I have a couple of them. Long life. But that should be a nice one for vacationing. Also, great plants, great beach, you know. Nice little getaway. Feel free to visit whenever you want. If you do, though, water the plants. I know I got a caretaker there, but sometimes I forget to water them.
Understood.
And with that, we sort of see everybody congratulating, shaking hands, saying their goodbyes. As the Aristotle turns away from Brina 3, angles towards Earth, and warps away. And that will be the end of Season 1 of Star Trek Aristotle. Yay! So yeah, I do want to say, of course, thank you to everybody for coming out and playing and, of course, watching. I do, of course, want to wish Minetti well, wish Gray well. Gray, if your schedule ever frees up and you can come into a session, just give us a heads up and we can try to figure out a way to guest star you maybe sometimes. But yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Have a Barkley episode or something.
That, you know what? That would be perfect. I would love to see that happen.
Barkley is my favorite character.
He's one of the best recurring characters, if not the best recurring character.
Mm-hmm. Fun tidbit, I never knew he was Face from the A-Team until I saw A-Team. I was like, wait, that's Barkley.
Yeah, he gets around. All right, well, just to let everybody know on the schedule, the plan is to return for Season 2. However, we will not be returning for Season 2 until either the 1st or the 8th, so you have Christmas off. Other than that, thank you all so much for tuning in. Twitch, stick around, because we're going to raid somebody, but YouTube, we'll see you later. Bye, YouTube.